In 1957, China's People's Liberation Army visited Sepharan, giving us the first ever motion pictures of the abandoned city. Amongst the heavily eroded ruins, they discovered intricate religious objects, icons and murals, telltale signs of grandeur and opulence. But it was inside caves, deep within the city, that the soldiers found the most intriguing revelations. Armor, shields, and hundreds of arrows. And in one particular cave, the Cave of the Dead, they found the most grisly of evidence. The remains of hundreds of headless corpses. Whose macabre remains are these? And how did they get here? Perhaps answers to these questions would shed some light on the mysterious disappearance of Gugay. But we would have to wait another 20 years for that illumination. In 1985, a team from Xi'an Archaeological Institute stumbled upon an intriguing clue. An ancient paper mask, probably used in a religious ceremony. It seemed quite ordinary at first, but when they turned it over, they found traces of an unrecognizable Western script. Months of research would reveal this to be a section of pages from a Bible, written in an ancient form of Portuguese, used by early Jesuits. But how could the pages of an old Catholic Bible come to be part of a Tibetan shaman's mask in the far reaches of Gugay?